Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we're going to be talking about how law firms can maximize their intake systems. Our guest today is Josh Hoselow. Josh is the lead docket and VineSign product manager at FileVine. Josh has extensive background in mass volume law firm operations. Previously, he was the VP of operations of mass volume personal injury law firm, and he specializes in growing, optimizing, and efficiently running businesses. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. So before we get started, give me a little bit of background on yourself. How did you get to be where you are and specialize in this type of stuff?
Yeah. So in 2006, got out of college and really didn't know what to do and started a business. I had baseball in my background. And so I started a business working with kids in the local community, just doing private lessons and travel baseball, and grew that business for 9 years. And eventually was approached by a law firm about growing their law firm. So from about 2015 to 2022, I worked in every department in that law firm and just completely learned how a mass volume firm worked from the beginning to end. In the process, I grew that firm from 3 offices to 13 offices and tripled revenue over those 7 years as well. And really just working through the efficiencies of it from the beginning, very point of intake, all the way down to the settlement process. So yeah, that's how I got to here. Now that I'm the product manager for Lead Docket and VineSign. Lead Docket is an intake software and VineSign is an e-signature software. My background at the law firm also lent to the technology side of things and really, again, growing efficiency. And I was able to really learn these products. At one point, I realized I really wanted to be in the tech world and help grow these products as well. And so I've been here a little over a year, again, growing this product just like I've done in previous businesses.
That's terrific. That's quite a story. So obviously, intake is extremely important at personal injury firms and especially important with mass volume personal injury law firms. You know, intake really can work for any type of law firm that has, you know, working with consumers and has the need for intake. So talk to me a little bit about intake and intake department operations. What is it, and how do we make sure that they're efficiently being run?
Absolutely. So you got to think through the process, and you got to think that at the end of the day, you need a way to make sure that none of your leads are falling through the cracks. So, you know, the first thing that I'll say, no matter if you're bringing in, you know, 5 leads a month or, you know, 5,000 leads a month, there has to be a way to efficiently track them. Writing them down on paper, putting them in an Excel spreadsheet, it's not efficient. Something's going to get lost. Somebody's not going to get a returned call or a returned message. And so, you know, looking at intake softwares, looking at technology and how that can help you make sure that your clients are reached every time that they reach out to you, that they get a response. Again, intake departments can be, you know, small. They can be one person. But they can also be, you know, 50 to 100 people taking calls and responding to text messages and other emails and other ways that you're marketing. I say this, if you're marketing, you have to have a response. Typically, from what we've seen is that you have to have about 90 seconds to respond, or they're on to the next firm or, you know, the next business that they're looking for.
You answered the question I was about to ask, which is, does response time matter when it comes to intake? And in your experience, you mentioned you have about 90 seconds. Why is that, and why does it matter so much?
Absolutely. So, you know, you think of it back in the old days, we had phone books and, you know, people look through the phone book for every type of service, whether that was a plumber to an electrician, all the way down to an attorney. And they went down the phone book and they just called, right? And now we have this wonderful tool called Google. And that's where, honestly, that's the new phone book. That is where everyone is looking, going through Google and they're clicking on an attorney and they see these great raving reviews and they're calling. The first thing that they hope that happens is that they get somebody on the phone. if they don't get somebody on the phone, what happens with your firm, right? Is there a response text message that goes out if they don't get somebody that says you'll be reaching out to them immediately? Someone on your team immediately calling them back? Those things matter. And the reason I say you have 90 seconds is because it only takes, you know, roughly between the 30-second call that they made to the 30 seconds they're searching for the next person to someone else answering that phone call within 30 seconds, which adds up to 90 seconds. So, you know, we've seen that. We've seen efficiency growth within firms that are using our services and really like driving forward that response and getting to someone. Someone will wait a little bit longer if they get a text message back when you've missed their call or when their immediate maybe form was filled out. They'll wait a little longer to look for that next firm. But if you're not responding within that 90-second range, they're on to the next one.
I love it. And I know I get this question from law firms all the time. Should they email or text potential clients when they are responding? And which is more effective, text or email, in your experience?
You know, honestly, at the end of the day, I think text is way more, you know, efficient. The response rates, just for just a common Google search, if you go out there and look, you're going to see that SMS or text are, you know, opened 98% of the time. Versus an email has a 22% open rate. If you have both, it's great to send both. It's great to kind of reach out because sometimes people are at work and maybe they get email at work and they can see that. Most likely, you know, they may not check their phone sometimes, but the open rate shows that the text message open rate is much higher. Again, 4 times plus higher. And so, you know, I definitely believe they should be texting their clients. We all have phones, we all text, we all have Slacks. We respond to those a lot quicker than we respond to emails.
Makes a lot of sense. So you mentioned that, you know, keeping leads in an Excel spreadsheet is probably not the most effective way to manage leads. How would a firm know when it should be using a lead management system?
Yeah, here's the deal. I think if you're spending any marketing money, if you're spending any money from your firm, whether that is in grassroots going out and having events, or that is a billboard, or that is, you know, even if you have a website and you have a web form on there, there should be some way to track that. And a sheet isn't that way. An Excel sheet or a Google sheet, those aren't ways to track it, because at the end of the day, there isn't a way to respond from those sheets. So I believe if you're spending a single dollar on advertising, you should have some way, some form of software to track those leads and get an instant response to those leads as they're reaching out.
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good2Be Social website and look for The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. You know, you mentioned, you know, some firms have one person in charge of intake. Some firms have, you know, multiple people. Do you have a sense of, you know, obviously, you know, having one person, but how do you grow that? Like, what is the ratio of leads to full-time people that you have seen with firms?
Yeah, you know, I think the technology helps, right, to keep the headcount where it's efficient and where it makes sense for your firm. But I would say, you know, a typical intake personnel can take somewhere around 100 calls a day. And then, you know, really, if you're getting more than that, you need to start to look to branch that intake department out and really build something. There's also third-party services, you know, that you're able to hire on to answer calls and maybe even qualify leads and disqualify leads. But I will say, like, the personal touch is always the best, right? Like, you're always looking for the best way for your firm to have a personal touch and someone who knows your business and, you know, the hometowns that you're in. I always believe that that is the, at least the first step and the best route. You know, if you do have a third party calling service or things like that, just make sure they have the background in what you're needing. I've seen in my previous careers that, you know, your intake specialist, someone who is trained in your business, it can take somewhere close to 100 calls a day.
That's really helpful. And I was going to ask you about third-party services, because I know that there are call centers that you can outsource. And, you know, obviously you said they have to know your business. So that I completely agree with that. So let's talk about AI, right? AI is changing the whole world. How can law firms use AI when it comes to intake?
Yeah. So the first thing is that there's very simple tools out there that give you summarizations of your leads, right? You have all these lead fields, you have all these things that you're asking, these questions you're asking each one of your leads to qualify or disqualify them. And so there are numerous tools out there that allow you to summarize all those details into some paragraph form. If we think about it from the very just kind of basis of it, in like a motor vehicle accident, there's an accident report. And on that last page of that accident report, there's typically a narrative. And that narrative gives the police officer's view of what happened in the accident, and then also if anybody's placed at fault, and some of the other details that need to go along with it. We think of the summarization piece of intake as the same thing, right? It's the attorney's view. It's what the attorney gets to view on the lead that they've received. And that helps them, number one, kind of qualify and disqualify a lot quicker. They're not going in and reading in numerous sets of qualifying or disqualifying questions. They're getting a very brief summary. And then additionally, you know, there's some tools out there now that give you a prediction. So it's trained on data, whether that be from, you know, different case types, but the data set is trained on those, and then it's allowed to give you a prediction whether you should take that case or not take that case. And it's also giving you predictions, things like you might need more information. Maybe the fields that you've introduced to these prediction models, it hasn't been trained on, or there wasn't enough information for it to make a decision. So I think, again, like having ways to make yourself more efficient as an intake department on really providing, you know, all these data sets have been trained on hundreds of thousands of leads and millions of data points. And that just allows your team to be more confident in the answers that they're giving your potential client. But then additionally, if it does need review from an attorney, they have that paragraph, that summarization that really drives, you know, efficiency within them and being able to read it really quickly and get a fair sense of what's going on in that lead and make a pretty prompt decision.
That's pretty cool. So what is the future that you see in AI and legal intake systems? Where is this going?
Yeah, I see a great future in this. You know, I think of it as like, you think about these chat bots that people have on their websites. You know, the way to connect them to your particular forums and based off of the potential leads answers, the AI is able to qualify and disqualify your leads. But additionally, give the lead some feedback on what it may need, the information needed to help qualify or disqualify. You know, that non-human intervention from the time that the lead is coming in to the time you get this new case in the door. So just looking at that efficient process, I say that AI all the time is not a headcount reducer. It's a headcount. It makes your headcount more efficient, right? So your actual intake agents can spend more time talking to your clients and showing empathy. Because the hard part about AI is that we haven't seen that it's very empathetic. There's not a lot of empathy applied to even the voice AI. So, you know, really looking at, as it moves down the road, that ability to help your firm understand the questions that are being answered and really how to tailor the questions to get the most out of every one of your leads, but additionally help your team have more of a work-life balance and be confident in what they're doing every day and not, you know, not worried about every little decision that's made in the intake process.
Well, that is incredible what's going to happen. That's great. All right, Josh. So we have unfortunately run out of time, but before I let you go, is there a word of advice you can give our audience? You know, if there's any lawyers or law firms out there thinking about, you know, upgrading their intake system or, you know, taking the first steps, What would you recommend for them? What is it that they should be thinking about or doing right now?
Yeah, I definitely just say, you know, make sure when you're looking into different softwares and different technologies, look at the ones that integrate with different projects, different types of other softwares. You want a software that is open to other softwares, that you're able to connect to other softwares to be able to make your team more efficient. Think of ways where you're connecting to, you know, your Google Ads or your Facebook Ads and really bringing them all into one location. The point of an intake software is really to bring everything into one central unit so that you can work from that and your team can work from that. So really just do the research, look at the different prospects out there, and just make sure that they work with everybody. You know, every one of us have questions every day about, you know, what different products do. But just, you know, there's a lot out there. And I'll say that, you know, spend the time to do the research on it. It takes a little bit of time because there's so many. But getting the right one is important when you talk about growing your firm.
Great advice. All right, Josh. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to have you. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to make sure you don't miss any future episodes, you can subscribe at goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can also check out some of our great past episodes. Josh, thank you again for your time. We will make sure to add your name and your contact information on the show notes so that if anyone wants to reach out to you, they can do that.
I appreciate the time, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to our audience. We will see you next time.